ocean. All I know is the world looks beautiful. The world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right.
Hello.
Now.
Hello.
It's You're Being Unreasonable with Simon and Hells.
Hi.
Where we look at Mum's Net, Am I Being Unreasonable, and decide if people are being reasonable or unreasonable. You know what is unreasonable?
What is unreasonable?
The heat. It's too hot.
It is warm as anything today. It's making me very sleepy.
But we're going to press on through and hope that tiredness translates into comedy gold.
Fingers crossed. We'll begin, as ever, with the speed round. Am I being unreasonable to think that Legoland is just a massive sodding rip-off?
No. You can recreate it at home with a bucket of Lego.
Am I being unreasonable to ask where to relocate to?
Yeah, only you can make that decision.
Am I being unreasonable? What actually happens at Slimming World?
No, nobody knows. Nobody's lived to tell the tale.
Am I being unreasonable? How future-proof is your job?
No, you need to think about that.
Am I being unreasonable to really resent my dad?
Yeah. Give him a chance.
Am I being unreasonable? Is this stealing?
Is this stealing? Butterfly Man purse. My recent references to the Butterfly Man meme don't really work, apart from to you. Because I'm doing the pose right now, but no one can see that.
Everyone knows the meme.
Yeah, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
And if they don't know the meme, then being able to see you won't help.
And explaining it just now is comedy gold.
Let's do a thread. Am I being unreasonable to have ruined brother's engagement?
I have an opinion. Carry on.
I have been sick and can't stop crying. I have done something terrible. Totally without thought. I've been seeing someone for 18 months. Lovely man with two children who I met just before Christmas. My family have met him, and we took the kids to my mother's and sister's. My brother and his partner invited the family round a fortnight ago for a meal yesterday. I just thought it was a meal in their newish house. I replied that me, partner, and his two teenagers could come. The response from girlfriend, sorry, can't accommodate partner and teenagers, but look forward to meeting them another time. I was really upset as my entire family were going to be at this meal, but I couldn't take my partner and his lovely girls. My mother then spoke to my brother, and he rang me up, annoyed that I'd mentioned it, and again stressed there was no room. Yesterday arrived, meal at 12:30. I was upset. We took girls out for pizza, and at 4:30, I thought my family would have finished meal and now be in garden, so we could drop in and introduce girls and everyone would be relaxed. I rang the bell, no answer, so we went round side into garden. A microsecond before, they had announced engagement, amidst champagne, and now all these faces were looking at us. Girlfriend began to cry and ran upstairs, completely embarrassed. My partner tried to usher his girls out. My brother was seething. It was a special moment, ruined by strangers. Girlfriend's mother then came down with her phone and read back text between us, asking me how I could have thought they were invited. My sister drove me home. Brother rang to say I was out of order. Girlfriend texted that I am not to go near her again and has made it clear that she will not marry my brother if I am invited. They had invited me, but I tried to bring strange kids to the party and deliberately have things my own way. I had no idea this was a special occasion or I would have gone on my own. I am devastated. I genuinely didn't do anything maliciously.
I want to give a few notes on this person's writing. I know people write how they write, and maybe English isn't their first language or whatever, but they're very short staccato sentences.
Yes.
Which creates the sort of editing of a Michael Bay film.
Hmm.
So it's very quick sentences. Arrived. Meal. Ruined engagement party. But my real beef is with the title of the thread, Ruined Brother's Engagement, because I thought that meant the whole engagement. Like they broke it off. They're not getting married anymore. They broke up.
Well, that still sounds like it might be on the cards.
Well, yeah. But not just... This sounds like there was a minor indiscretion at the engagement announcement party or whatever.
Yeah.
I think this person's being too dramatic.
Well, of course they're being dramatic, and given that this is about their brother's engagement, their first two sentences start with I. I have been sick and can't stop crying. I have done something terrible.
There's a real drama in your delivery. This is good.
Everybody in this story is extremely dramatic, aren't they?
Oh yeah, it's all... They clearly have a plan in mind for this dinner as to how it's going to go by the letter, and nothing can disrupt that.
It's all very telenovela.
Yeah.
Like, the strangers! All the faces stare at her. The daughters are ushered out. The mother storms down, starts reading texts. How could you have thought you were invited?
Can you come at this time? Oh, can I bring my partner and that? No, just you. And you will stand here. And it'll be perfect. Pass out the champagne. Then we'll do the announcement. Then, I don't know, balloons fall from the tree.
And then we'll put it on the internet with hashtag blessed.
Yeah. And because that perfect paradigm was disrupted, this fiancé is now very upset.
I think we can all learn a lot from Tommy Wiseau in The Room.
Go on.
When he advises, don't plan too much. It might not happen.
It might not turn out right.
There we go, that's the one. See, they planned too much. And
they
it did
planned
not...
too much, and it might not turn out right.
And it did not turn
it
out right.
It did not turn out right.
She also has something of Tommy Wiseau in the way that she uses language.
Yeah, no.
I have been sick and can't stop crying.
Tommy Wiseau is who this... Yeah, that's a good shout.
I have done something terrible.
Yeah.
If anyone listening hasn't seen The Room, please go and see The Room. Yeah, you won't regret it.
Skip forward to the next bit, because this is quite room heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this person's like Tommy. But the fiancé isn't. They need to be more like Tommy, where the idea of a party is just having some people around, ushering them back and forth between the terrace and the room they're in.
There's a big announcement at that party, isn't there, in The Room?
Yeah, we're expecting.
I think the line's actually we expecting.
We expecting. Yeah, but that's also ruined by a fist fight with Tommy's best friend.
It's true.
You're my best friend. Biff.
Everybody in it is extremely dramatic. Like, why does she phone loads of people to check? So she says, oh, can I bring my partner? No. Okay, but I'm bringing my partner. No. Right, well, I'm going to phone my brother, and then my mum's going to phone my brother, and then later on, your mum is going to come and have words with me and show our text exchange.
What's interesting is that the partner didn't have any narrative voice.
No.
Does the partner want to come? Do the teenagers want to go?
As a teenager, I can't imagine I would have been overly upset if I couldn't go to a family party for a family that wasn't mine, that... for people I had never ever met.
No, I'd be fine. I would actively not want to go were I a teenager.
Yeah. So it's really good that she's viewing these kids as, you know, part of the family and she wants to introduce them. But I don't know why she felt like it had to be there and then. They said, don't do that.
Maybe could have put two and two together and figured out that they got engaged as well.
Maybe,
if
but
they'd
we don't
been
know...
together a while and they'd recently gone on holiday and then from this party when they got back. You can tell an engagement there.
Yeah.
Like, all my friends, after we got back from New York, where I proposed to you...
Yes.
Said, yeah, it's pretty obvious you were going to... We thought you might propose there.
Yeah.
Because I had just turned 30 and gone on this holiday with my long-term girlfriend.
Yeah. So there's that. Maybe she should have read between the lines. But that would imply she stopped to think about someone other than herself.
Exactly.
For any time at all. And something about the fact that she took the girls out for pizza, it feels like a dramatic, like, well, obviously because of the disappointment, we had to go out for a pizza. But they're not three, they're teenagers. And then why did she insist on dropping by to introduce them? It all just feels very odd.
Yeah, when you've specifically been told, please don't bring them.
Yeah, I wonder if she knew there was something going on and she wanted to upstage her brother.
J'accuse.
Well, it just seems in keeping with everything that we know about her from the limited information she's given.
It's not that limited.
From the extensive post that she has written. Why did the girlfriend begin to cry and run upstairs?
Yeah, it makes no odds. You're still engaged.
Yeah.
Everyone's so dramatic in this family.
The girlfriend's mother sounds really terrible. They all come across terrible, but the mother who storms downstairs and starts reading texts at someone.
Yeah, this is all just too dramatic.
Well, the thread are pointing out how incredibly dramatic the original poster is.
It is. They overwrought. Michael Payesque.
You're all being bizarre, but you especially shouldn't have turned up after being told so many times no. You are basically pushy and demanding, but she's a drama queen. Should be a fun wedding if it happens. Someone else, why would you do that? Genuinely stumped by this. I agree.
Yeah, you were told not to bring them. Why did you?
Someone said they weren't rude about the invite. They invited you, and as it happens, they did that for a reason. They wanted to have a big moment with family. Someone has questioned the timing somewhat as well. I'm confused. Did you go to the event or refuse to attend, then drop in at the moment they announced their big news?
Imagine her waiting by the wall. Waiting to hear the
wait,
big news.
Wait, girls, wait! And these teenagers are just wait. Like, ugh.
We need to wait for the perfect moment. We're engaged. Now, go, go, go!
Hi, have you met the girls? run, run, run. Look at these texts! Someone else, what are you hoping to get from this post? You were told no very, very clearly, yet you decided your needs were more important.
Oh yeah, I don't think the people of Mumsnet are going to be sympathetic.
They are not sympathetic at all.
We know them pretty well after 20 episodes.
Yeah. Someone said holy fuck-a-moly. Which is...
It's a good phrase.
Well, yeah. Someone said bridezilla in the making. Well, yeah, she is going to be bridezilla in the making, but that's irrelevant because the OP doesn't have to go to the wedding. Nay, it's not allowed to go to the wedding because if she does, the wedding's off. Am I being unreasonable to think we should do away entirely with school holidays? Just musing and wondering why we don't do away with them entirely. Run schools like regular workplaces in that they operate 52 weeks of the year, teachers and students to get 4 weeks allocated holiday allowance per year, and parents can use this at their discretion. Staff would be able to be more flexible and they would have more time in the year to teach children at a more realistic pace. Am I missing why this isn't a genius idea?
Yeah, childhood.
Well, quite. In addition, 4 weeks holiday a year is 20 days annual leave. I had a job once where I only had 20 days annual leave plus bank holidays, and it killed me.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I wouldn't go for a job that was 20 days annual leave.
No, this is... No. Just give people the chance to be a child and have some time to have fun and develop on their own without forcing them to work to your rigid 52-week-a-year structure. What are you talking about?
By all the kids having holidays at the same time, the kids that are going to go and do extracurricular stuff that I imagine this person would deem to be a worthy use of holiday will all be doing it at the same time. So, like, when I was at school, I spent my school holidays going to drama club, which is how I did that excellent reading of the last post.
Yeah, because you have the dramatic chops to do that.
Of course.
When you bust them out.
But I couldn't have gone to a drama club in my spare time if I was the only person taking my school holiday then.
Yeah.
That would have just been one Me. Dramatic child in a room.
Yeah.
Much like the last post. And, you know, sports teams over school holidays, you can't run those if all the kids are just taking random weeks.
Yeah, and the teachers are working non-stop. I mean, teachers work very hard as well.
Teachers do work very hard, and teachers probably only get 4 weeks off a year. They get all the holidays, but they're working.
Yeah, but imagine, you know, working right through it.
Mm.
Teaching classes and, you know, marking and grading assignments and thinking up lesson plans and never stopping.
And no matter when the teachers took the holidays, people would be furious at them. Oh, well, this teacher took a week off in late June, and that's when little Timothy's at his most productive. Oh, well, this teacher took a week off for Christmas, and actually, I don't believe in religion, so I think that that's offensive. You know, like, people would always yeah, find fault with
it. No, I've got a better idea.
Go on.
We have the children do their regular, you know, school. We have school holidays the same way it is now.
Yes.
But instead of the school holidays, instead of them just not coming in, they go and work in the mill, or sweeping chimneys. Or working,
perfect.
You know, 11-hour days to get some experience of the real world.
That's true, because I currently obviously work 11-hour days.
That would keep them from...
And only take 4 weeks a year off. So yeah. It's important that children train for this. Oh no, hang on, that's not the way it goes.
I think that would keep them from being a ragtag band of urchins driven by a wisecracking old thief. Because that's what's going to happen.
Wow.
Roving bands of urchins. If they're not in school, they become urchins. Roving and singing.
Oh no, roving and singing urchins. Let's see what the thread are saying to this person. They are saying, how could you possibly teach a curriculum on that basis?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Someone is talking about the financial implications. I hope that they're doing that just because they think that's what the OP will understand and not because they think the financial implications are more important than stripping children of their childhood.
That's the bottom line. What will this do for the economy?
Well.
We need that half-term money. When are we going to release films if we don't have half terms?
That's a very good point.
You know, Disney would have no idea when to release Solo. Just in the middle of the week? It's crazy. That will do even worse for its box office ratings.
Wow. And I'll have no idea when to avoid the cinema entirely.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll never need to avoid the cinema entirely because the kids will be
They'll all be in school or in the workhouses where they should be. Send them to prison and reduce the surplus population.
I think it'd be much more exciting to get rid of schools altogether, have internet-based learning.
Nope.
As the vast majority of jobs working from home too.
Well, I sort of agree with that. A lot of work can be done from home.
This person has backed up why they're saying that with a 3-point explanation. No more school runs, no more commutes, no more crappy packed lunches.
Are they standing for office?
They should be. That's a strong platform. My no more crappy packed lunches.
No more school runs. No more commutes. No more crappy packed lunches. Prep, prep, prep. Prep, 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 prep.
It's true. The original post has come back and said, why do people automatically assume a poster doesn't have children when they dare to suggest there might be a better way of doing something?
Because your way's not better.
You've suggested a far worse way of doing something. I would not be advocating 52 weeks of intensive schooling, but my DC loves school and being with their friends all day. We'd have weekends and 4 weeks holiday. Your DC loves school because you're unbearable. They don't want to have to spend any time with you, probably.
Yeah, we shouldn't be making schooling more like work. We should be striving to make work less. We should be working less. We should have, you know, fewer work hours in the day, more time off work, and more leisure time. That's what we should be striving for as a society, so we can all expand our horizons intellectually. And, just read Bertrand Russell.
This person, bring back art, music and home economics, cooking and life skills, forest school and growing your own veg, etc.
Forest school.
Look, I had art, music and it wasn't called home economics, it was called food technology and textiles. I had those things at school, but I didn't have to go to school all year long so that I could grow my own veg.
Forest school. That's where you just send your kid out into the forest and hope a talking tree finds them.
They can forage for their crappy packed lunch.
Hope a dryad picks them up.
And then loads of people have just said, well, you're rubbish.
Yeah, this is nonsense.
I don't see why everyone is saying school isn't a form of childcare, someone's responded, because the primary function of school is not childcare. Would you say the same about paintballing or go-karting?
52 weeks a year paintball. Send them into the forest, armed only with a paintball gun, and have them fight their way. Oh, wait, that's the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh, now we've invented the Hunger Games.
Am I being unreasonable to think 2 p.m. on a Sunday is an anti-social time to barbecue?
Oof.
One of my sets of neighbours are an obnoxious couple in the early throes of retirement. They have children my age and grandchildren who are toddlers. This time of year, until October now, they'll be barbecuing almost daily, twice daily on a weekend, with the kids and grandkids noisily enjoying the garden. We work full time. The only time we can feasibly peg out washing is the weekends. But with this good weather, every weekend from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.-ish, their barbecue's fired up and doesn't go off until dinner. I freely admit I don't like them, and this just tips the balance. Do tell me I'm being unreasonable. I will just ignore you and keep seething while they stink my washing out.
Jesus, this is the same thing. I work all this time, therefore everyone else should.
I'm so important. Meh, meh, meh. Meh, 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 meh. I can't peg my washing out. Well, tough. I haven't got a garden. Our washing still dries.
Yeah, no, it's not an antisocial time to barbecue. It's a perfectly reasonable time to barbecue. Because it's the weekend, you can have more people around, and it's the middle of the afternoon. You know when you can hang your washing out? The entirety of Saturday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday morning. Or you could go and knock on to the neighbours and say, when are you going to barbecue? I want to be able to plan my washing.
Yeah. I just don't understand why this person thinks pegging out their washing is more important than people being able to enjoy the summer.
It's because of this Protestant work ethic, this puritanical work ethic, where you need to work all the time, and if you're not working, you're washing and doing home stuff, and you're inherently suspicious of anyone that has time to, say, barbecue or have a school holiday.
Yeah, they've managed to make retirement sound really quite sordid. The early throes of retirement.
Yeah.
Like they're doing something bad.
Yeah, she makes it sound like they're having full-on Eyes Wide Shut orgies every weekend, and the barbecue is just a break from the orgy.
Yeah, and, you know, if that's what they're doing, well, then that'd be when you peg your washing out, while the orgy's going on.
While the orgy's going on. Don't look through the windows. Don't sneak in there like Tom Cruise.
No.
He didn't like what he saw.
No. But, yeah, I don't understand why they have to peg their washing out. Lots of people don't have outside space. You just find a way to make it work, don't you? Maybe you could put up a drying rack inside your house. You could open the windows and hope that that dries. And you could go and sit out in the garden in the nice weather because your living room is full of drying rack. You can just, like, chill out, watch the world go by.
I'd like to put my washing out if we had space for it.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but, you know.
Yeah, it's nice, but I'd live without it.
Yeah. Someone has asked why full-time working precludes them from hanging out their washing during the week, which I think is a very good question.
Yeah, just hang it out during the day. Like, I know it's a gamble because it might rain during the day, but
yeah.
I'm from Manchester, the rainiest city in the UK, and we still hung our washing out during the day. If it gets a little wet, let's try again the next day.
Yeah. Lots of people are saying I just hang my washing up before I go to work during the week.
Yeah, sounds like you'd have to get up quite early.
Somebody's asked what they mean by dinner time. She's come back to saying, dinner time, as in actual dinner, not lunch. I think I'd be more understanding if it wasn't every bloody weekend. Okay, but dinner and lunch are interchangeable words depending on dialect, so don't get shirty with someone for asking you to clarify if you mean dinner, the meal in the daytime, or dinner, the meal in the evening.
Yeah, there's regional variations on that.
Yeah.
I think if you're having a big barbecue, you want to have it sort of mid to late afternoon anyway.
Yeah, and it would run on. You wouldn't just be like, well, come on now, the neighbours need to peg the washing out and usher everyone inside at 3.
Yeah, it's like a big family meal, like a Christmas or an Easter, where you generally don't have it at a traditional meal time.
Yeah.
You have it either slightly earlier or slightly later, you know, if it's lunch.
The OP has come back to clarify what makes them obnoxious. They're the neighbours no one wants. Loud, messy, music blaring, cars parked all over the place. A dog who seems to live in the garden and never shuts up. Try and talk nicely with them and get sworn at. Delightful specimens.
Specimens?
Someone
kind of language.
Described me as a specimen. I'd tell them to fuck off too.
It does sound like they're having orgies. Cars parked all over, putting the dog out. You don't want the dog accidentally getting caught up in the orgy.
Oh.
Music blaring. You need that so you don't have to listen to, you know, the orgy sounds. The flapping.
Oh, I don't want to... No. Some people have asked if the OP has considered reporting this family to the local authority, so I think they're just trying to wind her up now. Someone said get a dryer. Oh, great idea. Pay through the nose for something that runs off fossil fuels rather than hanging stuff free. They might have just meant like a clothes source.
Yeah.
Don't try and make yourself look like some virtuous person for insisting that no one's allowed any fun.
I don't think it's necessarily true that a dryer has to run on fossil fuels too. That gets into question.
Coal burning.
Wider energy infrastructure. You're not feeding, like you said, coal or wood into the...
Yeah, I mean, everyone unanimously has said this person is being unreasonable. No one understands why they can't hang their washing out at a different time. No one understands why they can't hang their washing out indoors. No one understands anything, because this is the most unreasonable poster I've come across for some time.
We are, what, 3 for 3 on unreasonables?
Yeah, we are.
Let's see if we can make it a full...
I don't want to give too much away, but I think we're in with a good chance. Am I being unreasonable to think vegetarian DD is being unreasonable? A few weeks ago, DD, aged 14, declared that she is now vegetarian. It's a bit of a hassle, given that the rest of us, 2 parents and 2 siblings, all eat meat. But I'm getting the hang of it, i.e. doing corn chicken for her while doing normal chicken for the rest of us. Yesterday, however, she refused to eat what I'd made her. I'd done a tomato pasta bake with meatballs, put veggie meatballs in one end for her. but she refused to eat it because it had been cooked in the same dish as the meat. Am I being unreasonable to think she's being unreasonably precious, given that she ate meat for 13 and a bit years before this? And is it unreasonable to refuse to cook her anything else and tell her she either eats veggie options cooked in the same pan as meat or makes her own meal?
Yeah, you were right. This is a full slate of unreasonableness.
Yeah, totally. So there's a lot of different points here. Do you want to go first?
It's kind of a meta, am I being unreasonable to think my dear daughter is being unreasonable?
Okay, so on
they're asking the am I being unreasonable.
So they're asking, is my daughter being unreasonable?
Yeah, this is blowing my mind. Am I being unreasonable to think she's unreasonable? This is like Inception. With so many layers.
But they are being unreasonable to think their daughter's being unreasonable, in my opinion.
Oh, totally.
I think the daughter is being reasonable.
Yeah, just because she ate meat for 13 and a half years, because presumably you raised her that way, that's changed now. She's different now. She wants to do something else.
Everyone becomes vegetarian at some point.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to want a clean break. And if she relented on this one and sort of tried to slowly move towards being vegetarian and ate stuff from the same pan, it doesn't sound like this woman's ever going to respect that she is vegetarian.
Yeah.
I feel like this would come up again, like, well, you ate it out of the meaty pan, so now you just have to eat this.
Yeah. So I've cooked your corn sausages in this bacon grease.
Yeah.
Have it. No, you need to draw a line somewhere, and the line is, I don't want to eat meat or food that's been prepared with meat.
I can see the argument she's making that the kid needs to learn to cook for herself, whatever. But if it's just a case of slinging your already cooked pasta in a tomato sauce in one big oven dish for the family and then a slightly smaller individual portion Pyrex dish with the veggie meatballs, that doesn't seem at all onerous.
No, I mean, I think you've got to accommodate the needs of the people eating with you.
Yeah, you do.
Especially if it's your family.
I think 14 might be a little young to insist that this girl has to cook all of her own meals all the time.
Exactly.
Particularly because it wouldn't kill the family to eat something meat-free 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Or 6 or 7. I get the impression this person just doesn't like vegetarians, and I might be completely wrong on that, but anyone who thinks the only way you can eat vegetarian is to use meat substitutes for every meal doesn't sound entirely confident with vegetarian cooking and doesn't sound like they want to learn anything more about vegetarian cooking. They sound like someone who thinks meat is the focal point of a meal.
Yeah, I think you can tell that when they immediately start talking about corn chicken, because they immediately want to just replace the meat. Whereas you can make perfectly nice vegetarian meals without any sort of substitute meat component.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a feta pastry. Make a feta pie.
The slab of feta on the side and a loaf. Don't do that. It does sound to me like this person's not impressed with the daughter going vegetarian. And I think that's a totally different situation. You know, if you're the one doing all the cooking, you're well within your rights to say I'm not happy with accommodating 2 different sets of dietary requirements. But try and meet her in the middle. Don't just put a load of veggie meatballs at the end of a meaty pan and say, well, that's that.
Yeah.
It's no extra work. But the amount of time it takes you to dish it into 2 dishes, seconds.
Yeah, if you don't have a tiny dish, just buy one. Make her buy one.
And also, how's she getting the hang of it by just using meat substitutes?
Yeah, that's
not... It feels like she's phrasing it to make herself come across like this martyr. I'm getting the hang of it. Are you, though?
Yeah, just make vegetarian meals for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, not all the time. Lots of people aren't comfortable with that, but... And it's people like this that make being vegetarian seem like such a chore. If you're actually vegetarian and you know what you're doing and you're comfortable with cooking stuff, it's not a chore at all. But then other people, like, absolutely martyr themselves over the fact they had to sling a couple of Linda McCartney sausages in the oven. They expect you to be grateful for 4 years and then tell you that actually the Linda McCartney sausages were cooked in lard. So, you know.
Yeah, nonsense.
I just think... There are different issues at stake, but the one this person's actually posted about is not going to end well for her.
It's about food contamination.
It's cross-contamination.
It's just like mixing, you know, the utensils that you use to touch uncooked chicken with the ones that you use to touch the cooked chicken.
Yeah.
It's just basic food hygiene.
Yeah.
I have a food hygiene certificate.
Nice. Proud of you.
Don't cross-contaminate. Cross-contaminate. No crappy packed lunches. No commute.
Should we look at the thread?
Yes.
I think you're being unreasonable. Most vegetarians started off as meat eaters, and if doing so for ethical reasons don't want to eat food cooked in meat juices, may as well eat the actual meat. It might not even be ethical. It might be about the flavour. It might be an intolerance. There's all sorts of things. The point is, don't cook it in meat juice, you grimo. I turned veggie aged 11 decades ago. My parents never did anything like that. You're being unreasonable. Yep.
Yep, of course you're being unreasonable.
Cooking veg meatballs in the same dish as meat and then claiming they're still vegetarian is amusing. If she's having the veggie equivalent of what you're having, it's not difficult to put hers in a separate pan. Yeah, these are all, I mean...
It's like she's never met a vegetarian or cooked for a vegetarian before.
On Mum's Net, this seems to be quite common. I don't know if it's just that we move in sort of bougie circles or that people on Mum's Net exclusively move in terrible circles.
I don't know, we are London metropolitan elites.
I think it's fairly standard in 2018 to have met a vegetarian. And now there's a big discussion about whether or not meat substitutes are vile. And then there's people like, I could never be vegetarian because I hate corn. It's like, you could never be vegetarian because you fundamentally don't understand what being vegetarian is. Oh my God. Corn is not the be-all and end-all. Think about all the things that occur in nature that aren't animals. He's non-veg, I'm veg. Rather than fap around, I just deal with it. Someone making an ethical and reasoned choice is hysterical. It just... OP, you must respect her choices. However, you are 100% allowed to continue your diet as it is and not include veggie meals. However, having some veggie meals would be a nice gesture. That person's on the fence. Am I being unreasonable to think shame on Tom Jones?
Oh, no.
Am I being unreasonable? How much money do you have saved?
Yeah, you're being none of your business.
Yeah, who's going to go on the internet and start detailing their savings?
I've been told by Twitter that at age 35 I should have double my salary or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Leave me alone. I need to buy...
290 people have responded to this, how much do you have saved?
Saying it's none of your business.
Who knows, it's a speed round. Am I being unreasonable? I'm supposed to start a new job on Monday.
Okay.
Am I being unreasonable to have gone nuts at having shit spurted up mine and DS's legs?
No, no. No one wants that.
Am I being unreasonable? Should I go to the dog carnival or stay in and clean? Dog carnival.
No, dog carnival.
Am I being unreasonable? My parents' unhygienic food practices?
No, what were we just talking about?
Am I being unreasonable to absolutely despise Paul Hollywood?
Oh, no. Sex gut.
Paul Hollywood sex gut.
Grim.
Let's end it there.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Send us You're Being Unreasonable threads from the Am I Being Unreasonable boards if you find them.
Yeah, please do.
At Why Be Unreasonable on Twitter. You can now find us in loads of places like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, Player FM, all over the shop. There won't be a new episode next week because we're going on our honeymoon together.
So maybe instead of listening to the podcast, watch The Room.
Yeah, spend the time watching The Room.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.